gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 430. I am your host, Chibi D, here in New York, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who personally recorded all the butt slapping sounds for Dead or Alive Extreme 3, Wombat.
It's more possible than you could think.
It is.
Yes. I'm going through something right now.
What does that mean?
It means I'm experiencing something I've never experienced before in my life.
What does that mean?
It's not a bad thing. I mean, you'll probably say it's a very good thing, and I don't disagree with you.
Anal sex.
Huh?
Anal sex?
Not quite, but okay. lots of sex.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
There's something going on with my wife, and I told her I was going to talk about this, so it's not like this is like a secret or I'm doing something behind her back.
Okay.
But like something happened, like literally she snapped on Friday. And every day, sometimes twice.
Wow. I just threw up a little in my mouth. I mean, congratulations.
Thanks. Yes. And I'm trying to keep up. And I don't know what happened.
Hormones.
She's not telling you?
Well, no, I mean, yeah, it has to be like something hormonal, but it's weird. That's all I got.
I don't know.
And I was bringing it up because, Cheapy, I know you're a little bit older than I am.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you've experienced this before.
I mean, I pretty much get it on the regular, so I don't know.
But every day for a week?
No, that doesn't probably happen.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah, I'm not saying it's not a regular occurrence.
On a school night. The problem is just go to bed too late.
Yeah.
Watching all these good quality TV shows.
Is that what it is? You're too busy watching TV?
Well, I mean, if we get into bed at, I don't know, it takes my wife a long time to get ready for bed, so.
I thought you were going to say it takes your wife a long time to get ready to do it with you.
No.
No, with her it's like just a snap of the fingers and she's on the bed.
No, I just have to tie her to the bed so she doesn't run away and it doesn't take that long.
Understood.
Right. So.
But yeah, no, it's weird.
That is weird. I don't know. You sure this isn't like the ladies hitting at you at Starbucks?
No, because this is something that's physically happening.
You sure? No, think about it, though. Is it really happening?
I'm not pretending this. And also,
well, I hope you get this figured out, Wombat.
Huh?
I hope you get this figured out.
Yes. I mean, this is happening in my life right now, and it's someone that I live with.
And it's not a ghost, and married. Right? It's not a ghost?
It's not a ghost. This is my real wife.
It's a real? Okay.
Maybe she's possessed. I didn't even think of that one.
Grandma?
Oh, come on.
Grandma is trying to make contact, Wombat.
That is the grossest thing you've ever said in 10 years.
Well.
I thought you would enjoy this story.
I mean, I don't really enjoy thinking about you having sex.
That's not true, first of all.
I mean, I don't know. It's not something that I would think about in my spare time. But, I mean, unless it was like in a funny situation somehow.
That's kind of where I was going.
Like if you were having sex and then like you fell off the kitchen counter.
Well, that
happened once
a
though, didn't it?
Yeah, I pulled a muscle in the kitchen.
See, that I like.
That was a true story that actually happened.
Right. There were no ghosts in that story.
There were no ghosts, but I did once pull a muscle in the kitchen. Not this kitchen, though.
Right. Awesome.
In case you come to my house.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, right? I'm not complaining. It's not a complaint. It's just unexpected.
You're just bragging is what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a little, and there's definitely a little bit of bragging. Someone who I've been married to for 10 years is still willing to have sex with me.
Right. I think about that sometimes. I was thinking about that earlier today, actually.
See?
I felt thinking of things that I could be thankful for, actually. And that was one of the things that I thought of.
That is something definitely to be thankful for.
Right. I hear like, because I know a lot of other guys don't have it so good. A lot of other married guys.
They don't. I mean, you know, I wasn't complaining before, but this is very different. It's like a whole different.
A whole new world with new adventures to explore. I'm gonna stop
something
now.
Like that. Yeah.
You know what song that was?
I believe that's from Aladdin. Mm-hmm.
A whole new world. Excuse me.
We haven't gotten that far
yet.
Hey.
So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving besides having sex? Try to like keep the sex away from the turkey at least.
Well, we're not doing it at my house.
The sex?
That was an intentional setup. Thank you, Shipwreck, for playing along. I appreciate it.
Right. I know your setups.
Yes, thank you. No, we're going to my parents' house.
Are you going to do it there?
I don't know.
Ugh. That's going to be gross. You can't do that. You can't do that. Not on Thanksgiving. That's wrong.
No, it's, yeah. You don't want to get caught.
Yeah, that would just be, yeah.
We'll go to the car.
That'd be rough. Go to the car, right. Good idea. Well, yeah, that's exciting.
Where are you going to your parents?
We usually go to my aunt's house, my aunt Sissy's house on Long Island. That's the tradition. But I haven't gone for the last 9 years. I haven't gone since 2004, five.
And Aunt Sissy still has the house, I'm assuming?
Yeah, yeah. So we're going. And this is going to be Ty's first Thanksgiving ever in America.
Is he excited?
He's excited because he's getting to sleep over at Grandma and Grandma's house for 2 nights. So,
is he aware of the parade?
No, I mean, no, he's not. But we're not going to do that.
You don't have to go see it. You at least put it on TV.
Yeah, we can check that out. We've been to a lot of parades already, just like randomly walking down the street of Manhattan. It always seems like there's some parade going on.
There's other parades, and there's the Macy's.
I know. But you usually don't want to be near the Thanksgiving one in person.
No, you don't want to go out and see it, but you want to sit on your couch and watch it.
Sure.
You wear your pajamas, you eat cereal, you watch the parade.
That sounds great.
That is the tradition in my house.
We'll probably be sitting in traffic for a long time. But so I'm excited about that. I'm very excited to have my first real Thanksgiving in a long time.
Cool. Shipwreck?
We're going over to Mrs. Ship's parents' house.
Woohoo!
Fine.
Thanksgiving's great, I guess.
You don't want to leave the man cave, though.
They come over here for football just about every Sunday.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It'll be nice to watch football at someone else's house. Let someone else feed you.
Right. That's pretty much the...
the motivation.
Going over there.
There's something to be nice about going to someone else's house, eating their food, and watching football on their couch.
Yeah, and my parents live just up the road from them, so they'll be there as well. So
beautiful.
It'll be Thanksgiving.
Yay! Yeah,
what you do?
Yay, Thanksgiving.
I'm excited. We have some Thanksgiving-related questions. @cuz55 writes in and asks a very important question. Homemade stuffing or stovetop stuffing?
Homemade.
Yeah,
homemade.
I mean, homemade, the obvious answer. But sadly, in my family, it's stovetop.
Well, we make our special stuffing.
I bet. I know. I'm jealous.
Well, if you want one time, if you let us know, I'll make you my stuffing.
What's special about your stuffing? Because I've had actually some really special homemade stuffing. Not at my house, but at other people's houses.
Our stuffing is special because it has sauces and mozzarella cheese in it.
Yes, I remember you telling us about this before, I think.
Yes, it's our famous sausage mozzarella cheese stuffing.
That's a great name.
It's divine.
Yeah, it sounds great. We're going to need to see some pictures of that on Twitter.
I don't know. Well, we're not making it this year.
What?
Until Christmas.
Okay.
So you'll have to wait a month.
But, I may have to get in on some of that.
We were asked not to make anything for this Thanksgiving.
Too many people got sick last year, please.
No, my parents are getting, it's, my parents are moving in about a month. So to make it easier for themselves, they just got catered it.
Sure.
So it's our first Thanksgiving that no one's cooking.
That's good, too.
But since they're making everything, I don't have to make anything.
Perfect.
Yes.
I have to make the stovetop stuffing. That's the tradition.
What is that, like a cup of water?
Yeah. It's,
it's not that exciting. Stovetop is kind of gross.
It's fine.
It's fine, but compared to when you've had really good homemade stuffing, it's...
I make such good stuffing.
Yeah, I bet. I've never had one with cheese in it before, I don't think.
It's so good.
Yeah, of course.
It's pretty much a meal on its own, but...
Yeah, I don't really particularly care for the turkey most of the time. You have to really cook it properly, and it's just hard.
Yeah.
See, stuffing falls into the bread category for me, which means I'm not that interested in it.
Interesting. What about stuffing with lots of sausage in it, though?
I eat it, but it's not.
Okay.
What about chili?
It just feels like I'm wasting space with the stuffing.
Are you more into the turkey?
I like the turkey and all the other sides.
Okay. Green beans.
Those are good vegetables.
Sweet potato casserole.
Sure. My Yeah, my mom makes a nice sweet potato casserole.
With the marshmallows on top?
Yeah, wow. With the marshmallows and cinnamon and the little nuts.
In Ohio, Wombat. Wombat, you think they don't put the marshmallows on top?
I know, it's pretty much law in the Midwest, right. But you know.
In New York, it's going to have zucchini on top.
Blah. Blah.
Blah. Some more Thanksgiving-related questions. At Mr. Taylor's Math writes in and asks, what tablet, phone, handheld games do you recommend for those traveling this holiday? Shipwreck, I don't play any games on my phone at all, pretty much. But I know Wombat and Chipotle.
I'm still sticking with the two on my phone that I've been playing forever, which is Marvel Puzzle Quest and Pac-Man 256.
I play mostly Crossy Road still. Oh. And I play some Shooty Skies. And I also play Jupiter Jump is another oldie but goodie that I keep on my phone.
Hmm. Okay.
There you go. Those are my three picks. They're quick, digestible, but you could play them, a bunch.
Excellent. And Sean writes in, what are you most thankful for? I know. Well, we know Wombat's answer. He gave that.
It's pretty crazy. Like, it's super nuts.
Wow. Super nuts.
Super nuts. It's the only way. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get something in interesting about me before you talk about lights for the next 25 minutes.
Oh, I have so many things to talk about. That involve the opposite of sex.
I know. Let me tell you about my life.
This show is pretty much always the opposite
right.
of sex.
I know. So. I'm changing it up. We haven't had a conversation about that in a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, make it a little more exciting, a little more Howard Stern for you.
Right.
I think you've just been watching too much Jessica Jones.
I have.
There's a lot of sex in that.
I watched all of it.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
We're like on episode 4.
I'm on episode 13 plus.
Is that this 13 or 10?
This 13.
No.
I watched one episode.
You didn't like
too much
it.
Sex for Ship.
It's
and the most taboo type of sex.
Are we going to answer the most thankful for first?
Sure.
What are you most thankful for?
I don't know.
This is so worth it.
My turn.
I'm so glad that we went back to this.
Well, no, it's all the normal stuff. It's all the normal stuff. What about all you guys? Right. Anything exciting?
I had a big burp ready to go, but it went away. Okay. Sorry. It was going to be spectacular.
I will second your, the normal stuff.
Right.
Right.
No, I'll say that I'm happy to be back in America and mm-hmm. be able to celebrate Thanksgiving with my family. I guess I mentioned that already. And, happy to be able to do this for a living still. And, yeah. Happy to do this CADcast with you two
the
guys.
The listeners.
I was going to say.
The listeners, Wombat. Say the listeners.
I'm thankful for you two.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful for our sponsors.
It's a razor, Ari.
I'm thankful for Wombat's wife having sex with him. That's gonna mellow Wombat out, I think, a little bit.
I think that might be part of my Thanksgiving Day prayer tomorrow when I'm saying grace. I'll just throw that in there.
Keep it going.
Please do that in front of your family, in front of your in-laws.
Right. Don't mention he's a Jew, though.
No, they wouldn't like that.
Right. They've got your stuff at Target right now.
Oh, nice.
It's in the corner, though.
Right. I thought of you guys as I passed through the blue section that shows up at Target for 2 weeks every year.
Mm-hmm. An alarm goes off if you walk near there, so be careful.
In my Target, it's actually a little island. It's not an end cap. It's a little bigger than an end cap. Like, usually it's where the coffee machines are. You know that little table?
We've got an actual, full-sized, aisle type thing.
Really? For Hanukkah, huh?
Just one side of it.
Okay, still. There must be a lot of Jews working at Procter & Gamble now.
A lot of them are, mugs that say, you had me at Shalom and
That's
stuff
horrible.
Like that.
That is the worst thing I've ever
no
heard.
No Jew would buy that.
Right. That would stop my wife from having sex with me.
This is for people who they're not Jewish, but they sort of want to be involved somehow.
Right. This is for me to buy you guys. Hey, I heard you guys, something's happening.
I heard you love Jerry Maguire and coffee, and you're a Jew. It's the perfect gift.
Yeah. The Bed Bath & Beyond here, I mean, it's a huge Jew section. They have the mensch on a... Something?
Bench on a bench?
Bench on a bench, right.
Oh, yep. That was definitely there
they
as
have
well.
That at Target, they too, yeah.
That was half of the blue aisle was Mensch on the bench. I was afraid to say what it was because I cannot remember what in the world that thing was called.
Mensch on the Bench.
So dumb. Nope, don't buy
it. It's Elf on the Shelf. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Same concept.
Same horrible concept. Let's talk about lights really quick. So it's sort of light related, I guess. So have you noticed like Alexa has had a lot of updates recently?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't even know you were supposed to update Alexa.
It does it automatically. But
how would I know?
You would have to sort of read blogs about it, I think.
They send me emails about
it. Yes, I get emails about it as well. But one of the more recent ones now is the if this, then that integration. True integration. There was some hack that you could, there was a workaround you could use before. But now, Shipwreck, you can have Alexa do all of your Logitech Harmony stuff. So you just say, you say trigger and then the whatever you want to apply. So if I say Alexa trigger PlayStation, you know, the PlayStation 4 activity will start on my entertainment system.
Really?
Yes. And you can turn everything off that way. Any activity that you set up.
So it interacts with the hub?
Yeah.
So wait, can I turn on...
So you don't even need the remote anymore?
No, you just say Alexa, trigger, and you set up whatever the trigger word is. So I have it just say Alexa, trigger, Xbox.
Now, do I need a Harmony remote to do this?
Yes.
Okay, so you
don't actually need the remote, you just need the hub. But it's,
so if I download the...
No, you need to spend money.
No. Oh, no, okay. You have to spend money.
But like, is there a free way that I can audibly
I know.
Turn on
we,
my PlayStation
we know what you
4?
Were
right. We know what you're trying to do. But no, it's you need to buy the little box.
Because it seems like something that should be possible.
No, you need the hub to connect to your home network.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before it'll be possible.
You wouldn't download a car, Wombat.
No, but I could use Alexa to... Oh, I just said it, and now it's glowing.
Right.
Shut up, Alexa.
It's pretty cool, I got to say, and I find myself actually using it. And I find the recognition on that thing is pretty good. It works in like 95% of the time for this stuff.
95% of the time, I'm shouting, Alexa, play Kids Bop at it.
So am I.
So, but right.
Did it stop working for you recently, the Kids Bop?
It did. It said it had a problem earlier, but then I shouted it again, and it worked fine.
It's only playing Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay on mine.
Oh, no.
And then when you get to the end of the song, it just starts over again, and that's the only song on the playlist.
I think I'm still on the Halloween Kids Bop playlist, because I get Monster Mash quite a bit.
Kids Bop playlist.
No, they just throw that in there, I think. I don't know. Anything on the lighting front? No, I don't think so. But you can use. I did order the new Philips Hue hub that is compatible with the Apple HomeKit, so you can use, say, Siri, do this. So it's the same thing as Alexa, but now you can do it on your watch or your iPhone.
And a different woman's name.
And it's a different woman's name.
Which will get me in trouble.
Exactly. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm saying. Xbox, do this. Alexa, do that. I don't know who I'm talking to. I get confused sometimes, and Ty looks at me and just, you know.
And says, my name is Ty.
Oh, Ty.
Siri, tie your shoes.
Yes. Where are we here? I was going to tell this. I don't know if we should talk about it. We have a lot of other stuff to talk about, so I'm going to skip some of this shit.
Table that one for next week.
Yeah. Then. I will say this though really quickly that I've been, you know, I told you before that the guys that work downstairs in my building at the front desk, they're big gamers and they're always telling me about the games they're buying and they know what I do. So they tell me about the deals that they get. Mm-hmm. So in turn, like I feel like it's my duty to tell them about the Best Buy Gamers Club thing. So I literally stood there for 5 minutes explaining how this thing works and, you know, I know this sounds like an ad. I wish they were paying us.
Please make it an ad.
But, you know, and I was explaining it to two guys, and one of the guys is like, wait a minute. I get 20% off and even a new game that just comes out? And I'm like, yes. And he just could not understand. He's like, how is that possible? And I said, well, they're willing to lose money on this just to get you to in the store, maybe buy other things. And he could not understand that they could do this. He's like, wait, I could go and get Battlefront right now for $48 and get a $10 gift card. I was like, yeah.
Maybe not anymore.
Not anymore, but pre-order. Yeah, right. he understood that. Yeah. But they were like, wow, we're going to check that out. I was like, you have to. But a CAG wrote in at My Pile of Shame, and he asks, should Amazon be worried about Best Buy's resurgence? And I think we talked about that last week, right? That we find ourselves buying more stuff from Best Buy.
And they've been offering like 10% discounts for Prime members on certain games, but it's not the same. It's just not the same.
It's not even
half. It's half of it.
That is half.
It's half the same.
Thank you, Math Man.
It's actually less because you're not getting the $10.
That is true.
The gift card. So
Amazon's huge. So they don't need to be worried about it, but they should recognize that it's happening because they've lost a lot of purchases from this. I'm sure of it.
I look on CAG and all I see is CAG's talking about Gamers Club Unlocked and people even – it's funny because the thing that I infer from reading from some of these guys is that they don't necessarily want to be shopping at Best Buy.
Right.
But they have to because the deal is so strong, it just doesn't make sense to do anything else. And it's relatively easy to get the games.
The deal is strong with this one.
Yeah. So it's like, please, somebody do something so I don't have to go to Best Buy. I mean, I don't think the experience is that bad when I go there. I think it's fine. But I don't know.
You can get them shipped to your house as well. Yeah, it's not just an in-store.
Right, which I do that. I do that as well.
I prefer the in-store pickup just because it's, instant gratification. But yes.
So I don't know. We'll see if Amazon gets more aggressive, has some sort of gamers club in store. That would be – I mean, hey, look, Amazon, they're probably all about subscription rewards and things like that. So an Amazon Prime gamers club might be something to for them to think about where you pay into it and get some really good rewards going.
Maybe if you're already a Prime member.
Yeah, but you maybe pay a little bit.
I already
bit.
Pay them once for something a year, and I already have the Best Buy one, so I wouldn't buy a second one.
But never say never. Would you think that you would ever be buying a Best Buy game membership in your life?
I don't know. I don't think I considered the idea of a Best Buy game membership before they had one.
Exactly. That's my point.
Oh, I see. That's a good point.
Thank you.
No problem.
How about some show feedback?
Sure. Darth Sonten had to say, Wombat, you can wait in Fallout 4. You just have to find a chair or a bench to sit down. The game never tells you, so I only found out by accident. Maybe a dozen or more people told me this after we did the last
too,
show.
Me too, on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. They don't tell you in the game. It apparently is in one of the loading screens. I didn't have it in any of my loading screens. But yes, if you sit down in a chair and hit the Y button or the triangle button, you can wait in Fallout. So there you go.
Right.
It's kind of dumb.
But you know what? Did it detract from your experience that much not knowing that?
No, it didn't. It just is silly that it's...
Yes. There's a lot of that in that game.
There's a lot of it's silly that... ... in Fallout.
Or why does this work this way?
Yeah.
You know what? Even with all that jank, and there's a lot of jank, like the graphical performance in the game is not great. And, the UI is not great. The inventory is worse than not great. But the game is still really playable. Even for someone like me who gets frustrated a lot, like it's not a hard game.
No, it's not hard. No.
It's forgiving. It doesn't waste your time a lot. I mean, if you forget to save, you could waste some time. But there's nothing stopping you from saving all the time and avoiding that. I feel confident. Like when I play this game, I feel confident that I could make it to the end without getting overly frustrated, without thinking like I don't know what I'm doing and I have to spend too much time looking stuff up on the internet. Do you get that at all?
I think there's basically, there's two ways to play this game. You can play this game like you're as that guy who wants to look things up and do weird things and craft the super something, something super.
Know everything, build the settlements,
exactly.
Understand what all that stuff means.
Or you just want to go around shooting raiders in the face and making their heads fall off. Pick up new gear and keep moving.
That's what I'm doing.
Keep moving forward. I know that's what you do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I think both experiences depending upon the type of person you are equally enjoyable. So congratulations, Fallout 4, for being a good game.
It's funny, though, because you can see how somebody could also not like it because of all those other reasons as well.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, there are certain things in the game that, you know, it would be great. The amount of crafting in the game, I think it would have been smarter if, you know, storing all your junk in a workbench was just a universal thing. And whatever workbench you found, your junk would just be there.
Isn't that a perk later?
It is a perk later, yeah. But I think it should just be a thing.
This would be a game that would be really hard to review, I feel. Like, review properly, unless you had so much time. If they gave it to you a month early, maybe. But can you imagine having to rush through this game?
Nope.
It would be very unfun, I feel.
I think I've done, like, 2 or 3 of the main missions. And I'm level 19.
right. I'm doing the Brotherhood stuff right now.
I didn't even join the Brotherhood.
I got my power armor.
I was given the option to. I have 2 sets of power armor. I still haven't joined the Brotherhood.
Right. This is my second set. I have a lot of those cores.
Yeah.
Fusion cores. Anyway,
I have
Ship.
Like 16. Is that a lot?
Yeah. I haven't played it yet.
I know. But I think I figured we'd get the Fallout talk out of the way early for you.
But I have no problem with the Fallout talk. I fully plan on playing it. I've just still been playing Tomb Raider, so.
Yeah, I stopped playing How's Tomb that Raider going? For this.
Tomb Raider is still good.
That's good to
How
hear.
Far along?
I probably have only put another maybe hour or two in since last episode, so somewhere around 10 hours.
Okay. So what percent is that?
I think it says I'm 50-something percent, maybe 60%.
Let me ask you this question, because I mentioned this on Twitter the other day, and I wrote it down here, too. I was playing the section, I mean, there's plenty of sections where you're jumping over some spike somewhere, and
okay.
Lara gets, if you miss the jump, Lara gets impaled on the spikes, and via her throat, or her head or throat, it's sort of, maybe both.
Yeah, could be both.
But it takes up a lot of the screen when it happens. You don't see it from afar.
You see the facial expression on her face.
It's pretty much one of the closest views of the character model that you get in the game. And I don't know, like, does that make the game better in any way? And I'm asking, like, you know, I'm tell you right away that I'm a big pussy when it comes to watching violence. In video games, not so much, but on television shows, and I watch a lot of violent television shows, I do put my hand in front of the screen a lot because I know what it looks like. I don't need to see, right?
It's interesting that you bring this up because my boss is actually currently, this is the game he's playing, and he had the same thing that you were just saying. Like, it's a problem for him too.
I don't know.
He thinks it's you know, cool in theory, the idea, seeing it, the graphical capabilities and how great it looks. But there's also that part of them that's like, but it's a little graphic.
I think
probably that's probably just like something that the developers did like to have fun themselves. They probably just were really bored. Like, let's just put this really graphic stuff in
here.
And
they're sick of Lara at this point, of looking at her.
Right. I mean, it was in the last game as well. Yes. It's kind of always been in Tomb Raider a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't know.
It was never pleasant to see her fall to her death and then, like, hear all her bones break and her, like, grunt and then, like, curl up into a little ball.
Yet some of it was left to your imagination. You know, it's not photorealistic like this is.
Sure. I think this is just the natural progression.
Of course.
That.
I think it's – I don't know that – do you think it helps sales or hurts sales or has no effect?
I would say it probably doesn't have much effect on sales. I think it makes it a little bit more comfortable to play around others when it's not doing that.
Does the game need to be an M-rated game at this point? Does it add a lot to the game?
I think it would be hard not to be an M-rated game because
there is cursing, a lot of cursing.
There is cursing. There's shooting guys in the head with bow and arrows.
Well, you take the blood out and you can still do that, right? Or no?
But that part's
you
fun.
Need the blood. Okay, I'm just asking. I'm curious because I know that the sales numbers on this one too, I think, were underwhelming, right? So I'm wondering if
the sales numbers on the last one were really good, though.
But this one, not so much. And maybe I don't know. Maybe if it had a more family friendly rating, it would sell better. I don't know.
I don't think no? so. Okay. I think the issue was they launched it the same day as Fallout 4 on one console.
That's not a great plan. Anyway, maybe I'm just saying, especially since I tend to fall into those spikes a lot, and sometimes, you know, right, you know, bam, 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 I keep missing that jump like four times in a row, and I have to watch that, you know, enough.
Why not? There's not an option on this game at the beginning?
I don't think there was in this one. There was in Call of Duty Black Ops 3, I'll tell you that.
Right, that's what I was thinking of. I knew I did one recently that had that.
Anyway, just something I thought we could bring up.
Maybe something similar to that, to where you could say, hey, don't show me the death animations.
Yeah, that might be good. And I'm not like calling for a boycott or anything like that. I'm just saying, hey,
I can't believe you're calling for a boycott of this game.
I'm just saying, hey, maybe something to think about if the sales
numbers. Excuse me, Mr. Politically Correct.
Right. Where else are we here? Oh, here's some more show feedback, especially about this exploding gas station phenomenon from last week.
Yes, so this is from Coheed. I am an engineer that works in a fuel lab for an automotive manufacturer. In our test cells, we spend a lot of money to minimize the chance of creating sparks around flammable fuel. We have pressurized test carts that house our electronics. We use non-sparking beryllium tools, and any metal that sparks is grounded, and we do not allow cell phones in the test cells.
Excuse me, beryllium is not a real thing. He just made that up.
I figured as much.
Yeah, he's a fake.
Granted, all this is due to extreme circumstances, and part of my job is to make sure that there is virtually no release of hydrocarbons during the refueling process. Again, more made-up words. I will still not use my phone outside the vehicle when filling up. Do I actually think this will happen? No, but I would also trust an orthodontist with crooked teeth.
Wouldn't.
Oh
no, not would.
Oh.
He says would. I think he means would.
Oh, okay.
He's saying that it's irrational.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's what it is. Like, he wouldn't trust an orthodontist who has crooked teeth.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I would agree that in a test facility, I would minimize every risk possible, but...
I wouldn't because I'm a man.
Right.
No wonder why this guy gets laid so much.
You got it. Popping my collar, my non-existent collar.
I don't know. Until I blow up a gas station, I think I'm just going to be out there not turning off. Like, not even using my phone. People think you need to turn your phones off.
Who thinks that?
That's what it says on some of those gas
pumps. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it says, like, turn off all battery-powered equipment, which doesn't mean, like, don't use your cell phone. Turn it off. Right.
I'm going to look more closely next time.
You might not see it.
I probably won't remember to look.
Well, it's a good
it pretty much is just a big sign that says
I'm filling up with gas because that doesn't have a battery in it at all.
Perfect. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Let's talk about Jessica Jones.
Yes, the wacky misadventures of Jessica Jones.
They're not very wacky.
I know, not even a little.
They're fun though. No, they're not fun. I find like I'm on the verge of throwing up most of the time.
There's
a lot of nerves.
Yeah. And it doesn't get better.
I figured. Daredevil was like that too, though.
Daredevil is a very different show. I like Daredevil more now that I've watched them both. I feel like I could say that.
Okay.
And I'm allowed to have an opinion as a person.
Is that because you hate women?
And that is the most... That's reason number one.
Okay.
Reason number two is... Well, Daredevil, I think, you know, again, it's mostly my fault, really, for binge-watching both. But when you binge-watch Daredevil, I think that it's really telling two stories. It's telling the Daredevil story and it's telling the Kingpin story simultaneously.
Yes. Well, Kingpin is just as compelling as a character as Daredevil.
In that show. Yeah. And I think with Jessica Jones, there's the big bad of that show. Is it really a spoiler to say his name? It's not a spoiler to say his name.
Kilroy.
Kilgrave, exactly. There's Kilgrave, but Kilgrave, it's not like you're seeing a parallel story. You're not seeing, you know, sometimes you do see him, but not in the way that it was Kingpin, like a Kingpin movie
that was
also going on.
Sure. That's a good reason to not like it as much, I'd say.
Yeah. Very valid. And I think that's kind of where the show in many ways, and Fall Apart is probably more negative than I want to be, but that's kind of where the show kind of misses the mark.
All right. Well, I'm not as far. I haven't finished it yet, but so far, me and Mrs. Cheapy are really enjoying it.
I think you will, and I did. I just think that there's probably more filler there than there needs to be.
That's my problem with this so far. Like, I felt that first episode, it's like 45 minutes long mm-hmm. on Netflix, something like that. It felt like I was watching a two-hour movie.
Wow.
There was just so much, like, oh, she's moping around again.
Yeah, the first episode has a lot of things in it.
This conversation here with Luke Cage is not a spoiler either. So I want to just say Luke Cage. This makes no sense. There's no like what is happening here.
I think, and also that there's some really poor, and I'll say probably directing choices in the first episode. Like when she wakes up in the morning and there's like five empty bottles on her nightstand and she knocks them over and they clank and it's like, yeah, we get it. You know, one bottle probably would have portrayed the same message. You didn't have to do it
she's just comically five empty
bottles.
She's messy.
She's very unlikable. And I don't know.
She does things during the course of the 13 episodes that I found, like, one of my pet peeves in shows is stupid heroes. And she does do some, it makes some boneheaded decisions.
Yes, I saw one of those in, I think, episode 4, maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think your character, and it's not that I don't like the character, it's like she'll make a decision that I don't think that character would make.
Right, I'll say it very vaguely. She knew something was up in a situation that she was probably being ambushed, but she decided just to, like, expose herself anyway.
Yeah, again, it's that.
It's like, hey, I know someone's going to get me, but here I am. Come and get me.
This is a better character than the material she's being given at this point. And the only reason why this is happening is because I feel like they turned a tight 8 episodes into 13.
That's what it feels like just after one episode. I'm like, maybe if this was like a more reasonable amount of my time, I would be into this.
Just watch it at 1.5 speed. You'll be good to go.
The last 3 episodes have the best pacing because they're wrapping it up, especially the last 2. They move really fast.
It's probably worth it to just get to those, you know, watch all of them. They're probably
so good,
right?
Yeah, that's what I did. I watched them all to get to the end.
It's worth
it. You know, and the end is great. Yeah. It does. It really does. Like, once it picks up, the last episode is totally very different.
Why are these things
of the series
part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Well, they are.
They don't feel like it.
Well, that's the whole point, I think. They're supposed
to be
ground
level. Well,
then why are
they part of it?
And, you know, like the Max books that they're
taking. That's exactly what I was going to say. It feels like Marvel Max, mm-hmm.
It's supposed
which
to.
Is, okay, well, that's the Marvel Max universe. It's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. What's Marvel Max?
It's the adult
gritty
comics.
The adult gritty comics.
Jessica Jones was her comic book alias was the very first Max comic.
That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. So that's where she comes from, basically.
I read some of the Deadpool Max stuff.
There you go.
I didn't like it as much as regular Deadpool, so.
Yeah, it's probably just has more swearing in it, I would assume.
It just seems like a lot of this stuff is just, I don't know, like dark and unappealing on purpose.
Yeah, for the sake of being dark and unappealing.
Yeah.
Like Frontline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Cheapy's going to love everything about all these episodes. And again, it's not that I didn't like it. I liked it very much. I think they did a great job. I think everyone in it does a great job.
It could have been a little tighter is what you're saying.
I just think, yeah, I think it could have been a little bit tighter. It's not saying this. It's terrible and it's not worth watching.
Does that conversation between her and Luke Cage in the first episode ever make any sense why it was like that?
Yes. Yes. You learn. There's a lot of stuff that you don't find that you watch happen in front of you and you don't understand until later.
There's backstory there.
Yeah. Oh,
on that.
A lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Big time.
It was terribly done in the first episode.
Well, that's possible. But everything makes sense, I think.
Sure.
I mean, you don't even know why she's following him in the beginning.
But you learn.
You learn.
I learned.
How about some read this, bitches? Kinda read this.
Yeah, sure. Pretty quick this week. I read the new G.I. Joe, which is G.I. Joe. It's just more introduction and stuff.
More people getting, more planes exploding and people parachuting out of them?
Blue lasers and red lasers?
Nobody's fighting at this point. It's just all building up to this big event still.
Yeah, what else you got?
Right. I read another Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, the second issue of that. It's still fine. There's time travel back to the 1960s, and Dr. Doom is involved now, so it seems decent. But the new one that came out this week, Venom Space Knight.
Venom, like the Spider-Man Venom?
Yes, Spider-Man Venom. This is the Flash Thompson version of Venom. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's in outer space. He is now an agent of Cosmos, I believe is what he's called. Wow.
Has he graduated from high school?
Is this like a ROM thing?
I don't know. I don't know that much about ROM.
Me neither, but I know it was called ROM the Space Knight. So
right, it's probably just called that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe ROM was an agent of Cosmos.
I don't know. I just remember seeing that comic book on the shelf and always going, pass. And that was the 80s.
Right. I picked this one up because it looked, I don't know, kind of goofy. I opened it up and there was this humanoid lady. She might have been purple with just like enormous breasts, of course. But then she had an owl head. And an owl, like the type of creature that flies at night.
Gotcha.
An owl head. And yeah, she was just a normal owl-headed
owl
lady.
And I'm like, who's Al?
No, Owl. But yeah, it seems pretty good so far. I'm enjoying that issue. I'll probably pick up another one, but still pretty goofy.
All right.
Oh, it looks like Marvel doesn't own ROM Space Knight. Because IDW
IDW does a lot of Marvel stuff, though.
Mm. Well,
it's kind of weird. They license that from Hasbro, but they do a lot of, or they've started to do the artist editions of stuff or whatever, you know, where they put out those books that have just the artwork for Marvel comics.
Okay.
So there must be some kind of team up there, but
ROM is owned by Parker Brothers.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
How about some new releases?
Not much. No. You got that Mario Tennis Ultra Smash for Wii U, which has not been getting great reviews. You have a new Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon for the 3DS. Is that it?
I think so.
Boo.
Yeah, I guess it's tough to release a game on Black Friday week.
Yeah. And Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the Black Friday deals? Or anything you guys are looking to pick up?
You know what interests me?
What's that?
And you'll laugh at me. They have that kind of thing that they're selling at GameStop on Black Friday.
What's that?
It's like a box full of nerd toys. I'm sort of interested. I don't think I'll go and get it, but that does interest me in its own way.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
what is it?
You asked.
I don't know what this is. Huh? What is it? What's in there? What's in the thing?
I don't know. I'm looking it up now.
You just want to go somewhere to buy something, right? Is that basically it?
Yeah, I want to just go somewhere to buy something. Maybe. I mean, I'm not alone. I'm sorry, I'm not alone. I am alone on Black Friday. My wife has to work. Mm. So I have both kids, so going shopping on Black Friday isn't really part of the equation.
No, that sounds bad.
So I'm kind of screwed.
I see GameStop has 50% off these Minecraft foam weapons. Ty likes that shit.
There you go.
But they just wind up in my nuts, so I don't know why I would buy them.
There it is. It's a $40 value GameStop mystery box. It includes 1 of 5... GameStop exclusive Funko Pop vinyls.
It includes one used copy of Grand Theft Auto 5. Congratulations.
And that's all it says. It says extremely limited quantities. Of course, I'm sure they're very extremely limited. But I don't know. For $20, I would probably, if I was in front of a GameStop and they had one, I'd roll the dice and see what I get. I mean, the pop alone is worth $10. So, you know.
Well, but you don't know what it... sure, it's worth $10, but you don't know what character you're getting.
It looks like it's either going to be Batman, Batgirl. They show it. It's Batman, oh. Batgirl, a Brotherhood of Steel guy, okay. a Superman, or a Claptrap.
I already have the Claptrap, so I'm out on the rest of that.
It's like a weird, like, gray and red one. It almost
It's the gentleman's Claptrap.
There you go.
So, I have that.
There you go. So you have one. I don't have any. So what do you know?
Go for it, I say.
I'd be happy with any one of those. So maybe I'll make my way to a GameStop somehow.
That well, sounds lovely.
That's like a horrible idea.
We'll see what happens when my wife gets home from work. I'll go there at 6 o'clock at night. Do you have any of those left?
Like, do you have a cheese grater at home?
And they'll show me the throne they made out of the boxes that no one bought. All right.
Do you have a cheese grater at home, Wombat?
Yes.
Instead of
stick my nuts in that? Yeah. Is that where you're going?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. That'd be better.
Nut grater?
That'd be a better experience, I think.
I sure I shouldn't use my nutcracker. It looks like a squirrel.
Ship, are you buying anything? Did anything look good to you, game wise?
Nothing looked great.
I have all these games already.
Excuse me.
Well, I played them all, and I know that I don't need to own them.
I'll buy some presents for people because I think that's what the point of this is. But
wait a minute. You're saying that the point of the holidays is to buy things for other people?
Not on this website.
I was going to say, that sounds like crazy talk from a crazy person. I'm pretty sure it's about buying things for yourself.
Well, I'm sure I'll get some stuff for myself as well.
Here's the problem that I have with getting excited about this Black Friday. I feel like there's a real lot of opportunity because there's so many things that come in big boxes. To see this stuff get really cheap in 2 months. All the Guitar Hero and Rock Band stuff that's probably not... Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of hype for either of those games, to be honest. I think there's going to be a shitload of Skylanders and Lego Dimension stuff that doesn't sell. And the Infinity stuff, they still probably have a ton of the old, you know, Infinity 1 and 2 stuff that's not selling. So personally, I look at these prices and they're okay, especially if you have the Gamer's Gift or Gamer's Club Unlocked at Best Buy. You know, you still get 20% off these prices. So, you know, Bloodborne's $20 there, 20% off. It's pretty good. But, you know, I've played that already. So I don't know. People want a lot. There was a lot of feedback from people who wanted us to talk about Black Friday deals, but I can't think of really anything less interesting to talk about, to be honest.
Well, there are no great deals. Even the things that they say are great deals, like the Target ad has Lego Dimensions in it, and it says, our lowest price offered, yet it was lower last week at Target.
Yeah, I feel like there's an opportunity for this stuff to get cheaper. But, hey.
Well, there's good deals out there. Just
yeah, if you've been waiting to buy games...
If you haven't had Gamers Club Unlocked,
right, been a part of the madness.
Already been getting these games for $48 each, or $38 after the $10 gift card. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to look at a game and go, oh, $35. That's basically what I've been paying for the whole year.
Right. I'd say like the controller. You get controller deals for $40, which is okay if you need more controllers. But I don't know. I don't really see myself shopping on anything, doing any game shopping anyway for Black Friday. All right, so let's talk about multi-platforming. Wombat's News and Stuff at Majora. Okay, let's talk about Dead or Alive Extreme 3. Is it called Beach Volleyball or just Extreme 3?
No, it's Dead or Alive Extreme 3. It might have a name after that. Maybe Venus or something. I don't remember.
Vagina?
Might as well be.
At Majora 2010 wants to know if you're buying the game, Shipwreck, because it's not coming out here. They announced that it's not going to be published here. We know the answer is yes, you're going to buy it, right?
I have it pre-ordered,
right,
yes.
Obviously. So
I have the Asian version pre-ordered, which is supposed to have English in it. So.
Right. So they've already translated the game, but the publisher announced that it's not coming to America, and they said... So hold on. So here's what I want to find out. So basically what they said is they're not bringing it to the West, and they don't have any plans to do so. And the quote is, Do you know how many issues happening in video game industry with regards to how, I mean, it's all broken English, to treat female right. in video game industry? We do not want to talk those things here. Is this really like a legit thing? Like, who posted this?
I'm reading no, it now. Is. It's, it says, it's Dead or Alive Game. Do you know how many issues happening in video game industry with regard to how to treat female in video game industry?
Oh.
We do not want to talk those things here, but certainly we have gone through in the last year or two to come to our decision. Thank you.
It's on their Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of their community managers.
So this is a Japanese
on
guy?
Facebook. Yeah, it's a Japanese
have
a, guy.
They don't have an American PR company working for them in any capacity?
Well, I'm sure they do.
And that's why they decide to announce it?
Well, they didn't announce anything. They announced that there was no announcement still.
Right, but that's an announcement in itself. They should know that, right?
That is an announcement, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was that unannouncement came out. PlayAsia, who's an online game retailer that specializes in import games, put a tweet up saying that the game was not coming to America because of social justice warrior nonsense. And then what happened next was they basically doubled their Twitter follower account because they were seen as somebody who was standing up for what, Shipwreck?
The Gamergate people.
The Gamergate people.
The Gamergate people are arguing that this is, I don't know, they're trying to censor this game if they were going to bring it out to North America and Europe. And I don't know. They're just excited that they can somehow glom on
that somebody
game.
Used the term social justice warrior in a negative way.
Right. I think PlayAsia was goofing around when they said it. Is my take on it, and they knew what they were doing. And they knew the people who were going to be buying this game anyways just think all that stuff's ridiculous. I enjoy these games.
You've written facts for these games on Game Facts.
And yeah. You're a dirty pervert. So it all makes sense.
I don't see anything too bad about these games. There's no hiding what they are. They're stupid little fun, like, girls in bikini sexy type things.
Right. The gameplay itself is not going to be...
The gameplay's actually all right. Yeah. The volleyball game is actually pretty good in there. But then there's the whole collectible aspect, that which I like as well. Well, I do.
I know. I saw you wrote a fact about the collectible part.
Right. A whole spreadsheet.
I saw it. I checked it out this morning.
Because it's got the whole, like, it's kind of a dating simulator. The thing, there's no dating involved. It's just like the girls either like each other or they don't. There's
so realistic.
Right.
Sounds like my high school years.
There's nothing about these games.
There's no dating,
like,
and the girls
overly
like each other.
Like it's not porn.
I know. Okay, forget about all that for a second.
Sure. It's just there's so much to talk about these, and I read all these articles about it, and you can tell these people have never actually played these games or really have any reason to be commenting on these games.
But why do you think, is it Tecmo?
Yeah, Koei.
Koei? Tecmo Koei? Why do you think they made that ultimate decision to not release the game in the U.S.? Do you think it's...
Because it's not going to make money.
Do you think it's politically correct, or do you think it's just because they crunch the numbers and it doesn't make sense financially?
Yes.
And this is a better, this is a good excuse.
I think the reason it doesn't make sense financially is that I think they would get an AO rating.
Really?
And that's death for sales.
AO? No, this game's not going to get an AO, would it?
No one's naked. No one has sex. There's not even swearing.
I don't know. They would have to. I don't know. I think they would have trouble getting this past the censors in 2015.
Really?
I think you would have trouble getting past the censors in 2015.
I think the bigger picture is that it's not the amount of money that's on the table here, the potential earnings for this game, it's just not worth the trouble to go through.
They did pretty well with them here in the States. Yeah. Part of that was because it was pushed as the original game was pushed like as this big graphical powerhouse for
that
the,
doesn't apply anymore
Xbox.
Though. I just watched the video.
I know.
It looks the fucking same.
You don't have to get vulgar about it.
I mean, you know,
it looks a little bit.
I mean,
better,
it looks a little bit better, but it's no longer a graphical powerhouse. It doesn't. It's not like, wow, this is one of the best looking games.
You're not
going
to call your parents right. and tell them to come over to the house and look at how great the graphics are on the PlayStation 4.
Check out the tear in this young girl's bikini. I mean, this is realistic.
That stuff's new for this time around.
I don't know.
Which is part of the reason I think they might have if they were going to put this out in North America, I bet that stuff would not be in there.
But you can still import it and play it.
Yeah, you can import it and play it. It's fine. People don't want to play the game. They don't have to. It's not something to get upset about. I don't think because it's
I'm
not
upset.
Like right. I know you're terribly upset about this.
I am torn up inside. I really don't know how to feel.
It's not even a social justice warrior situation, though.
It's a business situation.
It's a business situation. There's nothing that's like, if they were concerned about, like, truly about the social justice warriors or whether or not they should put out this game or not, they wouldn't put it out in Japan either.
Right.
Like, it's not like they're morally torn on making this game.
Right. Money talks and bullshit walks, and there's no money here, so they're walking.
Wait, that game has walking bullshit in it?
Don't ruin my awesome saying, Wombat.
I didn't realize you had just made up that phrase right now.
Well,
I mean, I feel like I've heard it before.
No.
But I also trust you as a friend.
Thank you.
That you made, if you say you made that up, I believe you.
Yes. Thank you, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not, this game is not going to set the world on fire financially. So why they would have to dedicate a PR department.
I'm still not convinced that it won't come here. I think this is going to come here. It might not come in physical form.
I was going to say, I'm surprised they're not going to just sell it digitally on the PlayStation 4 and call it a day.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, then fine then.
Because someone's going to do the numbers and say, hey, the game's already done. It's got the English in it. If we just put it on up for download, we can't really lose money. So,
nope.
So.
And even if it was rated something, even if it was rated AO, I don't think digitally it would be hurt as much as seeing it on a shelf.
Any way you do it, this is a great marketing for this game.
Because we're talking about it?
Yeah, specifically just because we are talking about
only
it.
Only us.
Right.
We've made or broken games before.
I mean, this is the shit that Rockstar relies on to sell copies. So if these guys were smart, they would get in on that. If you want to make money. And hey, maybe the game is actually good or fun.
There's a reason I play them, because I think they're fun.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing what you have to say.
They're relaxing games. They're lighthearted. There's...
Butt slapping.
I don't know. They're enjoyable.
They're a butt slapping good time.
Mm-hmm.
Fun for the whole family.
Sounds like work.
Anyway, so yeah. So PlayAsia, you know, they figured out a way to gain. Look, this is the best possible thing that could happen to PlayAsia is them not releasing the game in America. This is what, or in the West. This is what they rely on. This is how they make money. They sell import games. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to make a big deal about it. It's smart.
I pre-ordered from them.
I mean, yeah. If you want to play the game, I mean, this is where you're going to get it from, I guess. It's not, how many options do you have?
I'll let you know if it's any good. It's in February, near my birthday.
Okay. But yeah, they doubled their fucking Twitter account in like 2 days. It's crazy. They're up to 20.
It's got
to
be a nightmare of responses.
They're up to 20,000 followers. They were at 8 like 3 days ago. 8,000. Sorry. They were at 8 followers. It was me.
Like, wow, that is a jump.
And they're boasting about it now. They keep I've been following.
Yeah,
them, you know.
Their responses are pretty great.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're just
just because I like them just screwing around with the internet.
I may know the guy who works their Twitter account. I don't know.
I'm sure you do.
I haven't. Yeah. The less I know, the better. I know too much. End transmission. Okay. Where are we now? Microsoft.
Have you guys played Night Squad?
I downloaded it. Does that count?
It is really fun.
Okay. I'll check it out. I have it. It was free.
Yeah. It was one of the... games with gold games. It's a, like, I've been playing local multiplayer. I think it has online as well, but It's like a top-down game, similar, like, if you were to look at a Bomberman screen, which is one of the games that it reminds me of. But it's this little cartoon knights, and there's a whole bunch of different game types. There's, at the very beginning, it's like a free-for-all. There's like a chalice in the middle, and you have to go grab the chalice and get it back to your base. And it's almost like a gauntlet-style map. So you're going around and there's power-ups to collect and you're stabbing each other and respawning quickly. And it's pretty hectic. And there's like a soccer mode where it's one team against the other and you're pushing this boulder into their team's goals. There's like, it's got to be close to 10 different types of games in this thing. They have, and a whole bunch of maps as well. Like it's really surprising how much content is in there and just how well done like this simple little game style is. I think you and Ty would really enjoy
it. Okay, Night Squad with a yeah. K.
With a K, yeah, it's little knights.
Excellent. I will check that
out. I'm curious, how is it scoring on Metacritic? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just a game I've not heard people really talking about much.
I think it being the game with gold may be part of the reason for that.
It could be, but it's really fun.
I'll check it out. Maybe I'll play it with Sabrina. She's been big into Disney Infinity herself lately. She plays without me.
Nice.
She makes her interior. She built an interior over the weekend with a kill room in it.
Sweet.
It had like a bunch of things that whenever she would throw people into it, they would instantly die. And she put these little traps everywhere in the room, and she just kept picking up those little dudes and throwing them in. And she calls me. She goes, "Daddy, look, I made a kill room."
Oh, like, isn't that cute, honey?
Right. Like, we may need to call a doctor.
Let's see. PC news? So, what? We're done?
Night Squad has a meta score of 70, but it only has 5 critics. But it's got a user score of 8.4.
Cool.
There you go. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
In PC news, Warner Brothers announced that Batman Arkham Knight, they've given up on the multi-GPU support, which, yeah, that's pretty
shocking.
That's pretty fucking disappointing, I gotta say. For people, I mean, I realize that this is the very definition of a first world problem, but still, I mean, come on. This is a AAA game. You can't get this shit working. The fucking NVIDIA gave this game out with GPU purchases. You know, they advertise it as like, buy more GPUs to play this game. It's like, yeah, anyway. And I stopped playing it waiting for the GPU support, multi-GPU support, and now I don't even remember what the fuck is going on in the game.
So, it's got Batman in it, punches people
yeah,
in the face.
So I'm probably never going to finish it now.
I finished it because I bought it on the PlayStation 4.
Right, I know. See, this is why I bought Fallout on the PlayStation 4 and not on PC. So I don't have to deal with this nonsense. And because of the socks. And, well, I guess they had the PC. They have the PC version in that deal?
I have no idea. At Best Buy? I got socks.
Not sure.
I don't think so.
I got my socks and my DLC.
I wore my socks the other day. They were lovely.
I wore them, yeah. I've worn them twice now.
Did I give a review of the new Apple TV yet?
I think so, yes.
Have you used it yet, Chip? Have you hooked it up?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope, still sitting there.
I have to say, I do really like it. One of the best things about it is the Siri integration now. So you can say, fast forward 30 seconds, fast forward 56 seconds, whatever, and it just does it instantaneously. So if you know how long an intro for a TV show is, and it's usually about a minute, it depends on the show, obviously, you can just blow by that in literally a second and never miss, you know, get it right on the dot every time. And even the scrub on the remote is so accurate, which is probably the biggest differences between that, but the new one and the old Apple TV.
What if I don't want no scrubs?
You're going to want these scrubs. The only problem with it is the remote is actually pretty good. And if you have the Logitech Harmony, you're not going to really want to throw the remote away or hide the remote away because you're going to want to use the Siri stuff. Because you can say like, "Hey Siri, show me comedies on Netflix or kids movies for new release kids movies," things like that. It's pretty neat and it's only going to get better. So far so good. Let's do some cagbag questions, and then wrap it up. Let's see. Wombat, any of these look good to you? Here's one that'll disappoint people. And a lot of people asked for this as well. At Super Mario Tweet and others asked if we're going to be doing a live Black Friday show like old times.
No.
The problem with the Black Friday show was that we did it when I was in Japan. So it wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning. And while Wombat was nice enough to pop on, it was pretty much like a quick pop on because it's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. And now we're older even. So
that not only that, but there was a time when we would do these shows where we didn't know what was going to happen, like what the real
sales
were going to be.
And the sales weren't already live for a day or two or four
exactly,
or
like
seven.
Exactly, like now Black Friday starts Thursday at 7.
No, so it starts like it started already.
I know, it's dumb.
So there's not, I agree that they're fun and it's nice, but it doesn't need to revolve around Black Friday anymore. So we don't really need that excuse to do a live show with calls. And it doesn't need to be at 3 in the morning, certainly.
Which is why we do a live show every month now.
Right. We just don't tell you where it is.
Or when it is.
Yeah. But if you're one of the few people who knows where it is, you're, I know
well,
you're
laughing. Well, that comes with CatCast Premium.
Right. We don't tell you how to pay for that either.
No. But if you're a subscriber to CatCast Premium, you get the monthly call-in show.
Right. We don't tell you the phone number either.
Nope, it is not 1-800-CADCAST.
What else we got here that can disappoint you? Shipwreck, this is from Sergeant Barone. Or is it?
Okay.
Any update on the mysterious project you were working on with the arcade marquees?
Nope.
You haven't done anything with it?
I know what I'm going to do, but it has not been done.
No. And you're not telling us still.
It's not really that big of a secret. It's just
right. Not
done yet.
Not done yet. No, yeah.
I get it.
It's. I think you could think about what you could do with these and come up with it.
I'm thinking...
Robot. He's totally building a robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Arcade Bot 3000.
Right. Like the one from Rocky IV.
Yep. Yes.
Happy birthday, Shipwreck.
You wait till I get home, robot.
Okay, prediction time. At Gunmetal Jackal asks, will Xbox come out on top this holiday with all these deals and bundles? Shipwreck.
In North America?
Yes. Who cares about the rest of the world? Yes.
I think Xbox will win North America.
For November and December.
Yes, for the holidays.
Okay. Wombat?
I'm going to say only because I feel like they're doing more marketing and really pushing out the deals. I'm going to give it to Xbox, but by a very small margin.
Are the Xbox bundles cheaper generally than the PlayStation 4 bundles?
Yes, I believe so.
Then yes, Xbox will win.
It's going to be close though.
I think. It's going to be like by a hair.
Because Sony has the partnerships with Star Wars and Call of Duty.
I don't know how the Star Wars one's gonna.
Too much blowback from the $50 season pass and sort of middling reviews.
I think just the fact that when people saw what little there was in that game,
and how much more you have to say for
the word on the street isn't
like possible. Right, like I have talked to just 5 people that I know, just random acquaintances and friends, and they would come up to me and ask me about the Star Wars game, and they all did not realize that it had no campaign. Like, they thought they were going to buy it and play through Star Wars.
Right.
Which I think is a reasonable thing for them to, like, Joe Public to expect.
Well, I think, you know, the commercials... As much as everyone liked them, I think they're terrible.
Well, they're good because they don't tell you that there's no campaign.
They're good because they don't tell you anything about the game.
That makes them good.
They prey on nostalgia.
Of course. That makes it a good commercial. Come on.
Uh-huh.
It's the perfect commercial. Who's
but
the guy?
There's no game in there.
You saw there was some guy, EA sent a copy of Battlefield, Battlefront.
Yeah, some singer,
Breaking
I guess?
Breaking Benjamin's lead singer.
Right, and
is that who he is?
And he broke the disc and Instagrammed it and said the game sucked, basically, and why do they wanted to pay me to promote this garbage, blah, blah, blah. You think maybe he was expecting a single player campaign?
I think he was just expecting there to be more. You know, the biggest complaint I've heard from people is that the game is just very thin.
But the game, look, the game's not garbage though. Like that's a little. I think that's a little extreme.
It's not. It's just
breaking the disc though.
It needs
come
to.
On.
Well, he. I think he was
high on
off.
Heroin.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what he's into.
I mean,
or not.
I don't own the game. I just, from what I've been told, is that there's just not that much there. There.
But you're not going to break the disc and get mad at it, are you? Especially
well,
since they sent it to
star.
Him for free.
I'm not the lead singer of Breaking Benjamins and have huge hit songs like "Turn the Beat Around" and
Turn.
"Party All the Time" and "Walt Disney World Hat," which is their number one single. Walt Disney World.
I don't. I never even heard of them. So, but that, I don't know anything.
Because I made
though.
All of those up. Oh. Well, two of those are real songs, but not from them.
Walt Disney World.
And the
hat.
Last one is because I'm staring at a Disney hat.
Right. I figured.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about? Oh,
Breaking
Star
Benjamin.
Wars. What else we got here? Maybe that's enough. We can watch.
It is.
Maybe we can. I can sneak in an episode of Jessica Jones before bedtime.
And someone's calling me from the other room.
Uh-oh, somebody needs to get some. Boom, chicka, boom, 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 chicka, boom,
kill
boom,
me,
boom,
by the
chicka,
way.
Boom.
She's
boom.
Probably going to kill me.
You said you got permission.
I did.
My wife would kill me if I said shit like that.
Yeah, I know.
And I wouldn't get laid ever again, probably.
That's not true either. And you've boom, said boom, stuff boom. Like that before. Love Hotel.
Yeah, I got permission.
Yeah, see, exactly.
But we were younger and crazy.
I don't think you were watching pay-per-view at the Love Hotel.
I wouldn't pay for that, no.
No.
I wouldn't pay for pay-per-view. Anyway, let's thank everybody for listening and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And let's thank our sponsor, even though they technically didn't sponsor this show. But I got a kit from them. Remember I told you last week? And actually, we have to tell people about it now, even though this is a freebie, because it was really nice. I ordered the Movember kit from Harrys.com.
Mm-hmm.
The color, it's like a special, like, whatever, collector's edition, and the money goes to charity. But you get a really cool razor handle with that one. It's this blue and green combo, and it's actually really classy. I was very impressed with it. So check out that Movember bundle on Harrys.com and use a coupon code CAGCAST. Follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Check out Wombat's other podcast, Uninformed Opinions. I'm sure there's probably no new show this week, right?
We did one, yeah.
You did? Holy mm-hmm. shit. Turn on
that. We talked about Jessica Jones.
Oh, nice. All right. So if you need to hear more about Jessica Jones, that's a good place to go to get some. And Wombat's going to go get some right now. So we'll see you later.
Bread's done.
Chicka done. Chicka done.